On digital and online. This is BBC Radio 5 Live with Tony Livesey.
Coming up next.
Up all night from 1am.
Yes, good evening. We're in Oldham. It's the Oldham East and Saddleworth by-election. We've had representatives from all the major political parties with us tonight. Time now to bring some common sense, I think, to the debate.
Absolutely, Tony. Yes, absolutely.
Let's welcome Nick the Flying Brick. Is the Flying Brick your surname, or is that the middle name, or...
Nick the Flying Brick is my loony name. Yes, okay. I used to go paragliding years ago, and I used to be called Brick at school, and it ended up I was called the Flying Brick because I used to go paragliding, and then I ended up with a terrible paragliding accident. In 2003 in South Africa,
right.
I hit a twister and slammed into the ground, and ever since then the Flying Brick seems a very appropriate loony handle.
It's been pointed out in my ear by my boss that you better point out which party it's from. If you haven't guessed,
Nick the Flying Brick. Monster Raving Loony
Party. He is from the official Monster Raving
and Hello Hazel Blair. So
it's
a great honour to be sitting around the table with you.
I want a better name now.
Nick, I think he's...
Well, welcome to join the loony party.
Thank you.
We're our broad church and we're always welcoming for anybody that wants to join the
I don't
loony
know about
party.
A better name,
loony
Hazel. Nick's had a better job than you. He's the Shadow Minister for the Abolition of Gravity.
I have been the Shadow Minister for the Abolition of Gravity for some years now. It was a paragliding thing.
Yes. Is that your full policy platform, or have you got other policies as well?
I'm a single issue politician. I concentrate on abolishing gravity, although I do have another couple of policies.
Yes.
I have got a policy on tuition fees that we're going to scrap students. we're going to reunite Saddleworth with the West Riding.
Yes.
Repealing the Local Act of 1972. I don't know why I've said that, really.
That sounds very sensible.
There's a lot of parking issues, and I've been talked into this by
people. This is the
people.
Monster Raving Loony Party. He's going to be talking bins now.
It could be in a coalition with these two before we know it, couldn't they?
The Loony Party is not like it was in my day. But anyway...
The Loony Party... It's a very, very strong party. We're bouncing about here. You can see I've got lots of supporters here.
Yes, hello. Hello, Loonies. Say hello.
We picked a few up from upper field. And
so how do you think you've done, Nick? That's the question.
It's going to be a loony landslide this time, isn't it? It's got to be. For me, I can
what
feel
is a loony landslide? Getting three votes?
No, we're going to win. This time, we are going to win.
Why do you do it, I have to ask?
Well, I do it for my country.
How do you cope with the publicity you get? It must be awful.
I'm
attention?
I'm a very modest man.
I can see that. He's dressed very modestly.
You are obviously keeping the legacy of Screaming Lord Sutch alive with the Monster Raving, the official
we
Monster Raving Loony Party. But
yes.
There are some. I mean, do you believe that all politicians get the joke, for a start off?
There isn't really... It's not a joke, Tony. It's deadly serious. I mean, our leader now, Howling Lord Hope... I mean, his catchphrase is, "Bark at the moon!"
And they've got a 6-foot inflatable banana
yes,
on the floor.
Yes, she's been very impressed by your banana man.
Yeah. Banana man's been doing a lot of campaigning for me.
Yeah, yeah. In all these years, Dimbleby's never had to cope with this on Question Time, has he?
But getting back to policies.
Yes, please do.
We do want to knight Chaddy the Owl.
Chaddy the Owl, of course, the mascot for Oldham Athletic.
Indeed, I think we...
Sir Chaddy the Owl.
Sir
Hazel, you're
Chaddy
nodding, you're back
the Owl.
Is it a man, Owl?
I hope so.
It might be a lady owl. What will it be then? Will it be Dane?
It's not difficult to confuse the Loony Party, is it? Nick's eyes almost crossed.
I'm suffering
then.
Under interrogation. I'm unable to... I can't cope. We've got a policy for the Olympics. For Oldham Olympics, we'd like to extend the new metro line to Stratford in London so the Oldham residents can easily get to the Olympics in 2012 and get back in time to watch Corrie.
You are getting a new tram line from Oldham to Manchester, so that may help the journey.
Yes, but
to
we
London.
Want to take it all the way down to London Olympics.
But if you abolish gravity, they could fly and be transported, wouldn't they?
Well, I am the Shadow Minister for the Abolition of Gravity.
Absolutely.
And it will have huge implications for sport, of course.
High jump.
A lot of football will probably have to become more like the Quidditch, won't
okay.
it?
Listen, it says here, Nick, finally.
Yeah.
It says here...
You're trying to get rid of me now, Tony, aren't you?
Did I emphasise finally too much? it says here, I need to ask you what you're doing on Friday morning. What are you doing on Friday morning?
Oh, well, strangely enough, I do spend much of my life just sitting around. I'm sort of a house husband these days. My wife is a doctor.
Yes.
And she works in emergency medicine.
Right.
And I'm looking after these babies she's producing. But just recently, we've been doing some synchronised supermarket shopping trolley dancing. And we've been accepted onto Britain's Got Talent. So I've got to go to Manchester tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. I'm standing in a DJ pushing a supermarket shopping trolley with my wife in it, in a turquoise swimming suit.
Yes.
With a pink flowery swimming hat on.
Yes.
We're doing these synchronised moves.
Synchronised, obviously there's other people. How many trolleys
are
involved?
There's 10 of us in the group.
Right.
There are 5 supermarket shopping trolley pushers. And 5 supermarket shopping trolley dollies.
And just to briefly end this segment, you're going to watch that.
Apparently the Hoff.
Which supermarket?
The Hoff is going to be there.
Where are you going to be?
Manchester.
Which bit?
At the Industrial Museum.
Oh, at the Industrial Museum.
Yeah, it's the audition for Britain's Got Talent.
Right, the Museum of Science Industry.
What music do you push your trolleys to?
Moon River by Henry Mancini. It's Mantovani Orchestra. It's very ethereal.
If only we were near
it's
a
like
Tesco,
a
we could have a little bit of a sneak preview now. Nick, listen, good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
We'll watch for you. And
I do feel like I've talked enough.
No, you have. But I have to say, we've been here now for 2.5 hours and we've gathered the biggest crowd we've had all night. I think
I'm very proud.
We're on telly now. I think it was your Howling at the Moon that did it. But good luck tomorrow with the
Interfered with other broadcasts.
Yeah. Listen, Nick, the Flying Brick, thank you very much indeed and good luck.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you. Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back at the panel, Sean Bailey. Was there a monster raving loony against you when you stood for Hammersmith?
It's all a bit of a blur now. Let me see.
It would have been a big bloke in a top hat, probably. It might have been easy with a banana.
You'll understand if I tell you I had more serious issues to concern myself with at the time. I just don't remember.
But all joking aside, actually, and I was. He's got his top hat on there. Look, it must be 4 foot tall. They're a reminder, aren't they, that we can't take everything too seriously? Or do you not get the joke, Hazel? Do you think...
I think that...
Have you been irritated by them over the years?
I haven't been irritated at all by the Monster Raving Loony Party. I'm irritated by the BNP. I'm irritated by parties that have views that I think are abhorrent. But I think there is something about eccentric kind of people in England that they just do it for the love of it. And, you know, they all look like lovely people, to be honest, you know.
And
odd, different. But, you know, wouldn't life be a lot poorer if you didn't have some, you know, strange characters in it?
It gives you an opportunity as well to register your disinterest in politics in general. If you think the rest of the politicians are raving mad, you can show that.
Do you disapprove?
I'm such a nerd that I've tracked the progress of Monster Raving Loony, and they were at their peak in the 80s, and now they regularly come well behind some of the other fringe parties. They used to get several hundred votes, and now they generally get up to 200.
Right. And what does that
maybe
say
because
about
the joke's worn off to a certain extent, because it was Screaming Lord Sutch was a novelty at the time. Now it's, you know, it's still diverting, but it's not fresh.
Yeah, and I also wonder how many young people even know of their existence.
And people can abstain abstaining.
Maybe, I mean, who'd have thought the Liberal Democrats would ever be in government? Maybe in 10 years' time, we may be a loony Conservative coalition. But anyway, I digress. Let's talk serious politics for the last 7 minutes of the programme.